It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by GoPSURV.com, the best single game RV value in Happy Valley. Never too early to think about 2019. Never too early to think about the blue-white game, too. Check out what they have to offer. GoPSURV.com, a truly awesome experience. And I'm speaking from experience when I tell you that. We talked about the offensive changes we could see in 2019, speaking of looking forward, after guys declared for the draft, looking at what they're bringing in the 2019 recruiting class. Let's do the same thing on defense here, Greg. I want to start with let's start with the linebacker group, because this is one position where I think they can benefit more than plenty of others when it comes to implementing and adding these young linebackers to the mix. You're losing Koa Farmer. You're losing Jake Cooper. You're bringing back pretty much everybody else there, including Micah Parsons. Ellis Brooks, you think, could maybe make the leap. Cam Brown will be a true senior next season. Jan Johnson's back. Jesse Luceda, who played through his redshirt this year, mostly on special teams, could be a factor. You also bring in Brandon Smith, and – right or wrong, and I don't mean to downplay what Koa Farmer brought to the table, because I know that he's given a lot to Penn State's football program, but in terms of just upside as a linebacker, if you were to make a one-for-one and say, all right, we're losing Koa Farmer, his experience, and that hurts, but we're bringing in a 6'5 freak in Brandon Smith as right. a de facto replacement for him, I think you'd probably be okay with that swap.
Yeah, no question about it. Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, again, Koa Farmer did a lot for Penn State and came to it at a time when not a lot of people were, and Penn State needed guys like that. But you're certainly getting an upgrade, I think, in Brandon Smith, who, look, should be an impact player from day one. I keep forgetting I'm guilty of the fact that Jan Johnson returns. I keep forgetting that fact, but it is a fact. And so he'll be in that mix. You know, Cam Brown. Lions are now at a point where maybe they have their best linebacker competition in years. You know, I know the last couple of years, certainly it's been this top three and then maybe one or two other guys, and that's about it. Now there's a legitimate three deep of guys fighting for work here. Brandon Smith adds to an already very good group of players, so we'll see how it all works out. But at the end of the day, this looks to be a strong position group for Brent Pry's defense in 2019.
You know what's going to be really interesting is that middle linebacker spot, because I'm not sure that Jan Johnson, Ellis Brooks, or Jesse Luceda are best equipped to play anywhere but there.
Uh-huh.
Luceda, I think, moves the best out of those three. So if there were a candidate to move outside one way or the other, but it is going to be crowded. And to your point, the competition, you know, for spots 1 through 6 and those linebacker positions is going to be as good as it's been under James Franklin.
No doubt about it. I mean, I just think that they have done a really nice job recruiting this position. They're at a point now where they really, excuse me, Dustin, really have, you know, guys that, again, can fight at all three spots. And they have guys that can rotate in. It's a good problem to have.
Looking at defensive tackle, you know, I know we touched on this a little bit in the earlier show this week, what it looks like without Kevin Givens in the mix. I do think that loss hurts just because of what you don't know about the defensive tackle position. I'm going to go through the names here, and Penn State still has work to do, I'll add, in the 19 class when it comes to sealing a deal with some defensive lineman, inside, outside, whatever. You lose Kevin Givens, you have Aeneas Hawkins, who will be a redshirt freshman, listed right now at 6'2", 285. He's not the biggest guy at the position. I suspect that you'll see him in the 300-pound range next year. I also liked how polished he was coming out of high school, and obviously he's got some NFL in his family bloodline, so that makes sense. Ellison Jordan hasn't been able to stay on the field. He'll be a redshirt junior next year. What can you really count on from Ellison Jordan today? I don't know.
Yeah,
Fred Hansard.
You nor I.
Fred Hansard suffers a foot injury as a redshirt freshman this past year. How ready will he be come spring, mm-hmm. come summer? Is he the guy who can maybe fill in the best for Kevin Givens if he is healthy? I tend to think that that could be the case. Antonio Shelton, he'll be a redshirt junior next year. He's been fine. I don't know that you see a lot of playmaking potential, but in terms of gobbling up blocks and maybe freeing up linebackers behind him, he will do that job. Judge Culpepper will be a redshirt freshman. He still has a little ways to go when it comes to adding some weight. He's listed right now 6'4", 282, but I think he could be very impressive. Damian Barber, still in transition mode, I'd say, from end to tackle.
Yeah.
He will be a redshirt sophomore next year. I love the length, and I think in terms of athleticism, he brings something a little different to the table. PJ Mustipher, I kind of saved the best for last here. I think the trajectory of his career, I would compare it to Utor Gross Matos, where you didn't expect a guy like this to be called on to burn his red shirt. It's not traditional, I would say, certainly at defensive tackle. But he did, wasn't very impactful, but he played a fair number of snaps, and I think that makes him poised to take the leap. Is he the guy to jump into the starting lineup next year?
Well, he certainly could be. I mean, I think that's one of the more interesting things about this Penn State defense is that you look across the board, they return most of it, right? I mean, they return well over 75% of the starters. The question is going to be, at these jobs where there's competition, who's going to step up and take the bull by the horns? Penn State's had an issue with this at times where they've kind of had some co-starters or guys that it's almost like a tandem. And they're at the point now where if they want to compete with the best teams in the country, they need guys to step up and grab jobs and win them convincingly. And you can say that, you know, I understand that maybe, you know, guy A might be just a little bit better than guy B. But if they're both playing at a really high level, that guy that's a little bit better, A, he's going to showcase why. And that's what Penn State need. They need guys to step up and make those things happen on the practice field and then on the game field once the season arrives.
I think it could be said, if you've got co-starters, you've got no starters.
It's a good way of looking at it.
I think when it comes to quote-unquote hybrid players, you can make the same criticism. If you have two positions, you have no positions. So yeah, I think Penn State needs these guys to kind of step into bigger roles and do it in a really convincing way. That's something to watch this spring and summer. You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're looking ahead to 2019 for Penn State. What's going to be different on the defensive side of the ball? We've covered linebackers and defensive tackles. I think you look at this the secondary and the safety spot that will be vacated by Nick Scott. You started to hear a little bit of buzz in the lead up to the Citrus Bowl that Lamont Wade looks good for that position, and he's the most natural pick there. I would be stunned if it's anybody but Lamont Wade, especially considering that he was in competition for that job before ultimately Garrett Taylor won the job this past year. So to see a Garrett Taylor, Lamont Wade, you know, both converted cornerbacks in the secondary makes me think when it comes to range and ball skills and the full range of playmaking abilities could be their best safety tandem since James Franklin got there.
Yeah, no doubt. I think that
And I know Marcus Allen started alongside Troy Apke, and that's great.
Right.
Marcus Allen, great in run support. Troy Apke was fine. You saw him, you know, he looked a lot more promising running in shorts than he did. He was good at Penn State, but he wasn't I don't think he was in the same category as these two guys.
I mean, I think Lamont Wade will be challenged for that job. It was interesting because he got a lot of positive play on the way up to the bowl game, but he hasn't played that much. He didn't play that much in the Citrus Bowl, so it just makes you wonder. However, I will say that if we had the information in front of us, I'd be willing to bet that the safeties of Penn State's defense probably play more snaps since Brent Pry got here than anybody else. He just doesn't rotate those guys. He doesn't take them off the field. So at the end of the day, yeah, Lamont Wade's definitely going to be in the running for that job, and maybe he's a leader in the clubhouse, but there's some talent that'll challenge him as well.
Looking at the defensive end rotation, that's a key group. I think when you look ahead to 2019, also you lose Sharif Miller, which I think stings. You know, I think his ability to play the run in the pass, his ability to get in the backfield, his ability to be a tone setter type, You got to be able to replace that. And certainly you look at candidates. Obviously, Yutor Gross-Matos penciled in as a starter on the other side. Shaka Toney, Jason Owe, Shane Simmons.
Big year for Shane Simmons, isn't it?
I think it's kind of a now or never
make
kind
or break.
Of
yeah, absolutely.
Is he going to be what you thought he was going to be? He had that injury to start this past season, so didn't really get the full opportunity to meet his potential. But now you're going to need him. But I'll tell you what, Jason Owe is not going to give away that competition very easily. Mm-hmm. Shaka Toney, I think he's going to keep playing the same role. To be honest with you, I don't know that.
Don't see a bigger role or a smaller role for him, right?
Right. Yeah. So you're going to see him rotate in for sure. Daniel Joseph is still in the mix there. So. It's an interesting group. I think they can absorb Sharif Miller's loss, but it doesn't, you know, to lose 15 tackles for loss and 7.5 sacks, it still hurts.
Yeah, it's tough. No question about it. I mean, this is a group for Penn State that seems to just keep developing guys. Each time they lose some guys, they develop ones. I think the Kevin Givens loss, probably not a surprise to the program, a surprise for the normal person, if you will, the follower of Penn State football. So that's obviously a tough one for him that they'll have to try and overcome with, you know, any number of guys in that defensive end. You got to replace Sharif Miller. You can say what you like about, you know, Sharif leaving early, but at the end of the day, it's his decision. He made it, and now Penn State must replace him. They have some guys, but you're 100% correct. Shane Simmons, it's kind of a make-or-break year for him. I think that, you know, that it, beyond him, there's some other guys that maybe in that defensive line room could take a step forward. Nick Carburton's one that comes to mind after a full season of practicing at that position. So, again, they have very good talent. It's just a matter of how that talent develops.
You have some freshmen to watch in the secondary there then too, and I think I don't know about the defensive line. Tyler Rudolph coming in as a safety. The three cornerbacks is something I think is worth discussing because you're going to lose Imani Oruwariye. You know that Tariq Castro-Fields, he looks like the guy to rise from that number three to number two. Your starters are set. You also have some candidates there, Donovan Johnson, Zach McPherson, Trent Gordon, DJ Brown still around. You also bring in these three corners who have a chance. This group of cornerbacks has a chance to be special. Looking at Keaton Ellis, Marquise Wilson, who am I forgetting? Oh, Joey Porter Jr. They're long guys. Two of them are on campus already. And I think Keaton Ellis in particular intrigues me. There's opportunity for that number three, number four, number five cornerback jobs. It wouldn't surprise me at all if one of these guys is going to burn their red shirt.
Yeah, I know. James Franklin raved about Joey Porter Jr. and just how long he is. I think Penn State obviously is losing their length with Imani Oruwariye. Not that they don't have other taller corners on the roster, but he's one that has really made an impact. Maybe Joey Porter Jr. sees some time. We'll see.
We're going to change gears coming up in just a moment. Looking at what's going on in 2019 recruiting going into National Signing Day and take another quick look at the 2020 class as well. Stick around.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves, fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports. In partnership with GoPSU RV, we are introducing the Keystone Sports Network RV. All the benefits of the GoPSU RV lot, along with great gift items like catered meal from 409 Barbecue, barbecue gift box, wine gift box, and of course, Labatt beer. Hear all about the KSN RV? Email me at info@ksnsports.net, or you could also reach out with the Contact Us button on your KSN app.